Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. I really want to thank everybody that's taken the time to leave a review on iTunes. Really helps get the show out there. And we get more listeners. I really appreciate it. We're up to 53 five-star reviews now. Got a couple in last week that I think are great. Fantastic show, worth every roofer's time. The show has dramatically changed our business. I recommend listening to every episode. Keep it up. Next is from Old Dog New Tricks, third generation 30-something roofer. Appreciate your podcasts, helping us a ton. Thank you. That is so awesome, man. That's what keeps me going, keeps putting these things out and getting our great guests on the show. So if you get a chance, just go down below the show notes, click the big button, says leave a review here, or how do I leave a review? Click that. It'll take you through it. It'll just take you a couple of minutes, and I'd really appreciate it. Today, I've got a great interview with Luke Hansen. He's the CEO of Company Cam, and this is my favorite new app. I love it. It's great. And this solves the problem of what do you do with all those photos? You know, you want to take photos to document your work. You want to take photos to be able to show the customer, here's what the problem is. Here's my solution. That's how you're going to differentiate yourself. Or maybe your crew ran into a problem on the job. It's going to require a change order. They take the photo, shoot it back to you. You shoot it back to them, have a little conversation right there online. Agree on what the deal is, come up with the price, text this directly to the owner. Boom, get it signed off. It's back to you. It's simple, man. It's really cool. And another feature that I love is the integration it has with CRM programs. And there's a number of them. But we talked to Jake last week on the podcast with Job Nimbus. And this is a great integration between the two apps, the two programs. So that's pretty cool. We're going to get into that. And this is a great interview. You're really going to want to check this out. And Luke was a roofing contractor for 15 years. So he gets it, which is part of what makes this such a great program, because it solves the problem that so many of us have had. I know that I did when I was contracting, and so it's pretty cool. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, I just want to thank my sponsor, Ruby Receptionist. Earlier, we talked about the value of reviews, how important they are to give social proof where it's just not you that's saying something that's great. It's somebody else that's telling about their experience. And that's why reviews are so important as a contractor. They're important for my podcast and for any service. So rather than me telling you how great Ruby is, here's a review that I got just the other day, besides talking about what a great show it is. They say, this is Armando. I have subscribed to Ruby Receptionist too, and that has been an awesome experience. Thanks for the tip. How do you argue with that? So I love it. Ruby's a virtual receptionist where they'll answer your phone. They pick it up on the first, second ring. Their phone gets answered by a professional receptionist. They'll take down the information. They can answer the questions that your prospects have, screen your calls, only take the ones that are important, forward them on to you on their mobile app. It's a cool service, and you can check it out at callruby.com/roofershow, and you can use the promo roofer50, and they'll knock $50 off your first service. So check them out, but here's a couple of ways that my contractors use them. Who's going to answer the phone when the receptionist is out to lunch or after hours? Your prospects aren't going to leave a message. They want to talk to somebody, and after hours, lunchtime, early on, whatever it is, on your prospect's time when they want to talk to somebody, Ruby's going to be there to answer the phone. And that's a great way to use it. Smaller companies, you've heard me talk about Ruby Solo. If you're running your business off your cell phone, like so many of our listeners are, they've got a great service for that. And for $149 a month, it's a no-brainer. So go check them out. See if it's right for you. If it is, sign up. Take them for a test drive. You don't have to make any commitments. But take a look at the website. I got some great information. Well, all right, let's get into our interview with Luke Hansen. Hey, Luke, thanks for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Dave, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I've seen Company Cam everywhere. I mean, you do a great job of supporting and sponsoring so many educational programs in the industry. It's everywhere. You're at the conventions, you know, the expos and so forth. So I don't know all that much about your company, so I wanted to get you on so you can explain it. It looks like a great app that you've got. I wanted to hear all about it. But first, can you give us a little background about yourself and why you started Company Cam?
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, first of all, thank you. Second of all, it looks like our plan is working. If you're seeing us around, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to get people to see us around. My background. So I come from the roofing industry. My dad started our family roofing company in 1985. And so I roofed, I was cleaning the ground. I was tearing off. Then I got moved up to shingling, which is, man, that was like, you were really something when you were like one of the first guys starting to nail down shingles. Just worked kind of every job through our family's roofing company till I was doing the marketing and recording TV commercials and managing people. And, you know, man, what was this? Maybe 2014-ish. I was really wanting my guys to document what was happening on the job. You know, we needed to take pictures beforehand. We needed pictures during the job. We wanted pictures when we were done for our marketing. And that was, I think, becoming more and more prevalent at that time. Whereas now, I mean, kind of everyone is taking pictures every day. Mm-hmm. But we just didn't have a way to handle those. You know, we had a pretty good sized local roofing company, about 100 employees. And it was just a cluster, you know, like guys would email me photos and then I would try to say, no, you got to put them in the Dropbox and this folder. It wasn't working. And so I thought, okay, we're holding these supercomputers in our hands with GPS and cameras on them. Like someone has to have figured out how to make it easy for our company, you know, because any one person can keep their stuff organized, you know, if they're an organized person, but you add like 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, it just gets more and more complicated to keep everything organized. Right. And I looked for all these apps and things and I there just wasn't anything out there that was made to solve the problem we were having. And after a while, I kind of thought, okay, I don't know anything about writing code or anything, but I'm relatively tech savvy. I was like, we should just do this. We should figure out how to solve this problem for ourselves. And then if we do that, maybe we can solve it for other people. And so that's how Company Cam was born. And so we launched in July of 2015 to almost zero fanfare. We had like two customers. And over that next year, we tried to get the word out there. And then since, you know, early 2016, it's been going really well. We've now got over 2,000 companies that use Company Cam every day to document their work and to keep track of stuff and communicate about their jobs.
I can remember when we were using Polaroids, so that tells you how long I've been in this business.
Hey, we have taken customers directly from Polaroids to Company Cam, actually. We've had customers that were even recently taking Polaroids and moved them over.
That's crazy. I always check out these companies, anybody that has a product that I have on the show. And I always, first thing I do is I look at reviews, see what, you know, other contractors, customers are saying about the product. And I got to tell you, I've just seen nothing but 5-star reviews. People really love this app and what it's doing for them. There is no negative reviews. I can't find any cons with it. So I know this is something that contractors are really getting a lot of benefit out of. So you guys are doing a great job about that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try really hard. Like our big goal is keep it simple. Like Company Cam needs to save people time during the day. And the more complex or like the harder it is to use, that's not actually going to save people time. And so from our standpoint, it's like people come in, and I guess I'll give you the quick rundown of what it is, because I kind of talked about how we came to be. But, please, you know, CompanyCam really, it streamlines the process of capturing information in the field. So photos, notes, voice recordings, that stuff. And it uses the GPS on the phone, like the location of the phone, to figure out the address of that job. And then it stores that all under that address. So you can search the address. It's all searchable. And once you snap that photo out in the field, that's available across your company immediately. There is no step two of, well, I've got to upload it, and then I've got to rename it and get it in the right folder. We cut all those steps out so that you send a guy out in the field. He gets to the job. He opens our app. And it says, hey, it looks like you're at this address. Yep. And then he starts taking photos at that address. And then you have that so that when you're done, you've got a full photo timeline of every job that you do. Now, and that was the sort of the problem that we set out to solve, was how do we make it so that it's easy in the field? And when it's easy, it will actually get done. So we need to make it easy to get done. Then we have to make it all findable later, so that you, when you search for, you know, 4000 North 33rd Street, you find it right away. So that was kind of the initial thing. But what we realized pretty quickly is that when you're getting, like, as a manager or an owner of a contracting company, because we do have we've got customers across, you know, pool builders, deck builders, electricians, plumber, kind of anyone that's a contractor, you know, can use CompanyCam. But we do have a lot of roofers using it, and that's who we made it for, quite frankly. Right. As the owner, you want to know what's going on. You know, you're making a lot of phone calls. You're driving around to jobs. Like, the process of keeping up to speed and solving all the little issues that come up at any given point in time is a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. And so when you can get these photo updates just coming in, they tell you a lot of information that you would have been texting about or having phone calls about, but you don't need to do that. You can just sort of watch it happen. So we give our customers kind of like it's almost like a Facebook feed of the latest photos from every job, you know, organized, so they can see, like, oh, it looks like Jose, they got the shingles delivered over there, or, oh, Adam just finished that repair on this job, which means he'll be headed over here. And it's like, instead of that being active communication, it's just something that you see it happening. So my dad, for example, who owns our family roofing company, I'll see him either sitting at home or at his office just looking at his phone. And, you know, when you see most people on their phone, you're like, oh, they're on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat. I mean, you can kind of figure out based on their age, right, what app they're probably using. But, you know, he's sitting there on CompanyCam and just looking through all the updates to just make sure that things are going smoothly, to kind of help him plan for the next day. And then, you know, he'll catch stuff like the other day, one of our guys was trying to put the Tyvek behind the step flashing on a chimney, which is wrong. You know, you got to, water rolls downhill, you got to get the Tyvek in front of the step flashing. So in the past, that would have been something that you get called back a year later because it's like kind of a slow leak, and you rip everything out and you figure out pretty quickly, that's a problem. Well, you know, he just saw it in the photo, called the guy, it was immediately fixed, and we avoided that problem in the future. And so it's like, that's the kind of stuff that you don't know you're going to get that benefit out of it just by kind of organizing your photos. It adds a whole layer of visual communication, of kind of real-time management of what's going on out in the field that people really, really like. And once they're doing it, they don't, you know, I hear it all the time, like, I don't know what we would do without this thing now, you know, or how we did it before. It's like, you just get used to it, of having all this new information that makes your day better.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to scale your company and really grow your business, this is what can really hold you back, is just, it just gets so complicated. Like you say, you know, you're scrolling through all these photos, trying to find, you know, out of 5,000 photos, what was the name of that last job and so forth. So I can see where this can really help solve that problem. So let's get into, as a contractor, I'm thinking how I would use this. So how about if we go through the steps? Take me through the phases. So basically, we'll take the job from a lead comes in to the completion of a job all the way to, you know, asking for referrals and so forth. So let's just take it a step at a time, if that's good by you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great way to think about it, because we are trying to help every step of that process be better, you know, make it easier.
Okay. I got a lead comes in from wherever. I'm going to go out and I'm getting ready to go out and look at the project. So start me off.
Yep. So there's a couple things. Now, if you're using a CRM, you know, I know you guys talked about this before on the show, like Job Nimbus, Contractors Cloud, Job Progress, AccuLinks. We integrate with, we have the plan in place to integrate with AccuLinks, but we already integrate with Job Nimbus, Contractors Cloud, Job Progress. We're going to integrate with MarketSharp, kind of just a bunch of these CRMs. If you have the integration, then it will just sync over and so that you never have to create any sort of record in CompanyCam. It'll just automatically flow in from wherever you would create that in your other software. But if you're just using CompanyCam, what you can do is when you answer that phone call and you're writing down their information, in CompanyCam, you can create a new project, and it does the sort of Google Maps autocomplete thing, you know, where you start typing the address and it like knows where you are and it gives you all the options. And we're really trying to make it easy for you to standardize that data so that when you go back and search it, you didn't misspell the street or, you know, things that just make it harder to find things later. You can do that right on the computer right there, or we make it really easy also from the mobile app. You kind of do it Uber style where you get to the job, it drops a pin on you, tells you the address, and is like, you know, do you want to create this project? And then you can drag the map around just like you would in one of these ride sharing apps to kind of identify like exactly where you are. But yeah, from there, when you know who the customer is, you want to just create that in CompanyCam. And then when the guy goes out in the field to do that estimate, the guy or gal, I should say, it uses the GPS on their phone to know what job they're at. So it'll pull it up and it says, you know, hey, it looks like you're at this house. Mm-hmm. They just confirm that they're there. And a really good practice is to take a lot of photos when you're going to do that estimate, because you may want to collaborate on the estimate. A lot of times, you know, the guy doing the selling isn't necessarily as experienced with the installation and all the sort of concerns that can come up, you know, in that process. Like, I mean, I've been doing roofing long enough. I can look at a roof and kind of tell you where the problems might be or where we're going to need to like have a conversation about how we're going to put things together. And it's really helpful to just have all that in front of you when you're doing it. So we recommend they take pictures of every side of the house, all around the roof. And when they're doing that, they can draw on the photos. So you can pop a little arrow on there. And I'll see guys like pop an arrow and point to a plumbing boot, and they'll say there's 3 4-inch boots and there's 8 505 vents. And it's like they're kind of getting all of their notes to put together their estimate down in the photos. So it's not like they have a notepad separate. They've got it all there. So you know, someone at the office could just see that and say, oh, this is the whole roof. This is all the information. And they've kind of got it right in front of them. So
that idea. So tell me how that works. Sorry, just a step back. I want to circle something, put an arrow so they see what's going on. How does that work on the app?
Yep. So there's right when you snap a photo, it will immediately display that photo to you and give you all these little tools on the side to start drawing or writing notes. And so you can draw all over the photo. You can write text right on the photo. You can write measurements and things like that. But then you can also write text that isn't on the photo itself, but just connected to the photo. The good way to think about that is like a Facebook comment. And you can even mention people. So what we see a lot is someone will take a photo of something, and then they might draw on it to kind of circle the thing that they're talking about, and then they'll write a comment, and they'll mention someone else at their company. So they'll say, hey, you know, at Adam, what should I do with this thing? And then that other person will end up getting a notification on their phone, and they can see that, they see the context, and it's all sort of saved and documented of what the conversation was. So if they ever look back at it, they know. But it's really a seamless part of capturing the photos. Yeah. Is that you snap the photo, it shows it to you, gives you a chance to edit it or mark it up, and then you click a save button and you're right back to taking more photos.
So if you need to get an opinion on something, you know, it's like, I'm not sure what to do in this situation. You can tag someone, get their opinion, they can go kind of have a conversation back and forth. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, they can. Yep, they can have a conversation right in the context of that photo. So, you know, that's where it's very visual. So when you're just talking about it, sometimes it's a little harder to see, but you know, I just pulled open my family roofing. Yeah. I just pulled open their account and, you know, I'm looking at a picture of a gutter that's halfway ripped off and it's saying, you know, basically they've written notes on there of where they need to put the new gutter and they drew out, you know, like where the downspout's going to go. And that just getting that visually there eliminates a whole bunch of potential confusion.
Sure.
You know, because I've tried to tell someone, okay, you need to go to the southeast corner of the house. You're going to put a downspout on there. It needs to be 3A's, a B elbow, and then you're going to run it out to the southwest so that it's draining down the hill. And that's, you know, I don't know, like someone should be able to follow those directions. But if you just say, give them the photo and you draw it all on there of how you want it, then, you know, language barriers, all the kind of the miscommunication that can happen is minimized because you're just looking at the same thing and it's clear as day.
I've got my lead. I've gone out there. I'm getting ready to make my estimate. I saw something about a measuring tool. How does that work?
Yes. So we built some augmented reality is what they call it. And it's where you can kind of draw on the real world in a sense. Now I want to be careful to say, it's very cool for measuring little areas and figuring out the pitch. Like we have a pitch finder where you just point your camera of your phone at the roof and kind of move your phone around and it'll tell you the pitch of the roof right on the roof. It's really cool. I was irrationally excited about it when we figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
But you can do measuring, and I've measured a roof, and if you do it right, which means you're kind of standing still and maneuver and kind of turning and pointing and identifying all the corners, it's pretty good, but it is not a replacement for Eagle View, right, Hover, these other tools that really are made to do that. It's very good, for example, if you want to figure out the area of the room you're standing in and or you know, all the measurements in there, but it's never going to be accurate enough to, you know, to cut a board or something like that. It's really for estimating. You know, you're going to be kind of plus or minus 5% on average of doing that. But it's very cool and can really help you out if you just want to measure a little area, or especially if you want to figure out the pitch. Like just scanning the roof and having it just write the pitch right on top of the shingles is, again, it makes me really, really happy, especially the first time I did it. I thought that is just as cool as it gets. But we don't recommend that people stop doing one of these other services. That's where they're kind of their core value, but you can accomplish a bunch of that with Company Cam if you take the time to do it right. Mm-hmm.
But now we've got our numbers together. Let's say I'm coming down, I'm going to make my presentation. How does this help me in the sale? I could see where, you know, you can certainly walk the prospect through, you know, here are the problems that you see. This is what I recommend, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So this is where our customers have figured it out a lot better than I ever did. They use it a lot better in selling than I even had considered before. So one of the best, they get off the roof and you could just show them all the pictures with the notes and the drawings. And, you know, for example, you're going to talk to someone about the gutter apron or the rake metal or, you know, any of the valleys. Do you want to a W-shaped metal valley, or do you want a California cut? Like, they don't know what you're talking about. Right. They don't know what this stuff is. And so if you show it to them, then you can have a real conversation and they feel kind of empowered because they know what you're talking about. They feel like they've learned something about their roof and how it's going to go. So just showing them the photos right when you get down with, you know, with the drawings and kind of that information is always good. What a lot of our customers do, which I'd never thought of and is really clever, is they will pull up, there's a way in Company Cam to pull up nearby projects because, you know, everything's got GPS coordinates.
Yeah.
And so they're showing them jobs of Sandy around the corner, and this is what it looked like before, and this is what we did, and, you know, you could go talk to her and kind of see how she thought. But it's that social proof of like, hey, I can immediately see all of your neighbors that we've worked with. I can show you right where it is. So if you want to walk over there and look at it, or, you know, drive over and look at it, you can. And they can just run through old jobs and then say, and we'll have this documentation on your house, you know, that we can give you. We can just send you a link. You can access all these photos. And, you know, you don't have to do that, but that's one way that people that people use it to sell. It's just to show them other work that they've done. And we're working on some stuff we'll talk about a little bit later to really allow you to use your photos for marketing. But lastly, you can, in Company Cam, every photo is going to be organized several ways. You always know who took the photo, when they took it, and where they took it. So what job, what time, and what person. And you can search and filter and do all sorts of stuff based on that. But you can also create tags. So for example, you can create a list of words or phrases that you can quickly tag to a photo. So then you can filter down and just see those photos. You know, so you could take GAF Timberline weathered wood and create a tag. And then you could tag some of your nice photos that you've taken with that tag, so that if you're talking to a customer, you can always show them samples, you know, and things like that. But you can really quickly say, oh, let me show you the 12 jobs we've done with that color. And boom, now you're just showing them a whole bunch of jobs with a certain color of shingle or a certain, maybe it's a certain style of home. It kind of gives you this dynamic way that depending on what they want to see, you can show them work that you've done that matches up with that, which is, to me, it builds trust. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big keys, I think, and I'm not any sort of sales expert, but having that customer, that was what I was always going for when I was selling, which is trust. Yep. Trying to let them know, hey, we are going to do this thing right. We are going to make sure that you're happy. And here's the proof that we do this regularly for other people. And that's a big way they use it for sales.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome because I'm thinking ahead. I'd be going, oh, you know, it'd be great if it did this, like the tags. And every one of these things that I've thought of, you've already covered, particularly the tags, as you say. You know, here's a similar problem that we had. Here's how we solved it. Or, you know, a before and after. Or here's exactly this type of shingle that we've used on a dozen homes in the area, and you can just see them. What a great application, you know, and what a great help to sell.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And we try, you know, a lot of that stuff didn't come out of our brains. You know, we're listening to people saying, hey, mm-hmm. you should do this. Or, yeah. Man, I'm using this every day, but if you guys did this thing, it would make my life easier. And we can't do everything that everyone wants, but we take that stuff really seriously. And I just believe that that's where the best feedback comes from. You know, if you think you know it all, you're going to miss what people actually need every day out in the field. And so, yeah, I thank you for saying that, because we really are trying to have it touch every stage of this process and really improve it, like I said before. So yeah, it does help there.
Well, this is where so many contractors need help, is in the sales process, you know, as opposed to writing a price down and boom, that's it. As opposed to differentiating yourself. Here's the problem that I see. This is something you need to be concerned about. This is how we're going to solve it. Here's a problem. Here's the solution. And this is what we do that's different than everybody else. Contractors really need help in this, and this is really a solution for them. I mean, it's not complicated. You just follow the steps. And this is what we talk about on the show so often, is developing a process, a system for selling. It's not complicated. We just kind of go through the process, show them problem, solution, problem, solution. This is how we're different. This really does it all. I love that part of it. But let's get into, okay, so we've sold the job, no brainer. Now we're going to go do the job.
And, piece of cake.
Yeah, nothing to it. So I can see where this could really help us. Now we're going to do the handoff. We're going to do the pre-job. I've sold the job. I've got to get it to production. And that's where a lot of the fumbles happen. That's where a lot of the screw-ups happen, is in that handoff. This is a great tool where you can say, here's something you need to watch out for, you know, so pay special attention. And this is how I sold it. Right.
Yep. That communication between sales and kind of operations or installation is crucial. And that's, again, photos are just the right way to communicate there. You know, because you could sit down and have a quick conversation of, hey, look out for that chimney cricket. I think it might be rotten, or things like that. Or they said they're having a little leak on the southwest corner or something like that. But if you can show them the photos, you can say, hey, this is where they want the dumpster in the driveway. Right. This is where we're going to put this downspout. This, you know, you give that the crew that's going out there the pictures with the drawings on them with the information, you're already giving yourself a better chance, you know, before you've really even got into actually, you know, ripping off any shingles or putting anything down. You've given yourself a better chance to make fewer mistakes, for starters. Mm-hmm. Now, once they're out there working, what we see is people start using company cam with their sales team. Sales team is already taking the most photos. They're the ones that are usually employees and maybe not subs. And so that's kind of where they start. Once they start there, they get their crew foreman or their crew leaders running company cam really quickly short thereafter, because they want to get those updates from the job site and to know what's going on. Are there change orders? Did we find rotten decking? You know, the million things that can pop up during any given day. So, at, you know, my family's roofing company, they're taking photos when they get to the job. They're taking photos when they go for lunch, when they come back for lunch. If they find any rotten decking, they're snapping photos of the rotten decking. And then after it's repaired, they're snapping those photos. And it really, you know, we do have a way so that you can just give a link to the customer and they can see all these photos coming through in real time.
Right.
Which can be really nifty. But I hear a lot of this type of conversation, which is that it used to be a hassle if I was going to upcharge, for example, for replacing OSB or something like that. But now when I show them the photo of all the rotten OSB, then I show them the photo of the nice new OSB and how we replaced it all, that they're now thanking me that I did it, instead of kind of that back, you know, where you're wondering, did they really do that? Or did they need to do it? Or are they trying to make a buck off of me? And it's not that they're always thinking that, but you know, this is that when you don't know, when you don't have the information, it's easy to just start wondering if they're kind of screwing you over. And that communication with the customer from while the job is happening, is a huge piece of that. And then there's just that problem solving. So a guy runs into something, he snaps a photo of it. And what would happen at our office is someone would take a photo before they would even call anyone to try to help them out or to bring over the extra materials. Three people sitting in our office would already be talking about the problem that they're having, figuring out, okay, who's going to run down that plywood? And it looks like they're going to be short four bundles. You know, it just didn't require the same amount of phone calls. And whereas if someone just texts a photo to someone else, mm-hmm. then that's got to get like forwarded on, or you end up with these group texts, you know, no one likes those. I'm convinced, like, other than mother-in-laws or someone likes those, but otherwise, right. You know, they're right. Frustrating. And this is kind of that, we think of it as like a one-to-many communication. The one guy in the field can get the information or snap the photo, and then a lot of other people that have company cam open or that are paying attention can see it, and you can just get more kind of eyeballs on the problem and make it easier to sort out. So there's a lot of angles here, and that's where it really it kind of depends on how your company operates, you know. But it being a very general tool, you as you start to use it, that's when you sort of see like, oh yeah, if we just do this, then we're going to be able to solve these problems faster.
Well, there's two points that I want to make. One is that I can see, before you put that dumpster in a driveway, here are all the cracks that you already have, and taking photos of that or the broken rose bush or whatever it is has got to save
you. Will be your distributor's best friend.
Exactly.
Do that. Yeah, they really like. No, trust me. We've had that a lot where right. It's like the roofing company snaps the photos. Later, it's like, you cracked my driveway. Right. And it's like, I mean, that happens sometimes. We all know that, but. When you can show them, nope, I've got this time-stamped, GPS-stamped photo right. That shows that crack was there before. Or a classic in roofing, it's just the gutters. You know, people, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, which is that, you know, some people are out to get you. They're really trying to get a buck. They're trying to get free gutters. They've got an agenda. But I think, hopefully, kind of few and far between. Mm-hmm. But after you do their roof, they're going to be walking around looking at it. And they might notice that their gutter has a ding in it. And they're going to assume that it was you. And if you can't show that that was there beforehand, then you're probably going to end up replacing a run or two on their gutters. And so that was just a very common one of sending people a photo saying, hey, you know, we pulled out some of the pictures from before we started the job, and it looks like that ding was there. Don't know how it got there, but if you'd like a gutter estimate, we'd be happy to give you one. And it's just when you have the evidence, you can get out of these disputes. Or even if sometimes you're wrong and you did do it, and then you know right away. You don't have to be wondering and trying to figure it out. You're just like, okay, let's take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing is where so many contractors lose money is not charging for their change orders. And this is something I can see that could be huge. So tell me how your roofing company handles this. Let's say we've got some rotted decking, but and I want to charge for this. I've got to get an approval. How would that work? I'm going to take a photo. How do I get that to the customer and get it back with some kind of a okay go forward? Or how do you guys yep. use that?
Yeah, so there's several paths here, and I'm to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what their specific process is today on this, but I know when I was working there, kind of when we first started, it would come in and we would see, uh-oh, there's rotten plywood. Okay, that's Taylor's job. Taylor sold that job. So Taylor, Taylor has access to company cam. Taylor, let the homeowner know what we're dealing with over there and to make sure they're good with us fixing it. And so he would just go to company cam, you know, tap a couple photos, share them to the customer with a text message that said, hey, we ran into this rotten plywood. We charge $40 a sheet or 50, you know, whatever it is mm-hmm. to replace rotten decking. And just wanted to know, let you know, it looks like it's going to be about 6 sheets. And again, with that, the element of, you know, he didn't have to go over there to get those photos. He's just got them. He's going to send them out. He's going to get the word, and then we're going to do it. Now, I believe in their contracts, they have already a thing that says we're going to replace rotten plywood that we find at this price. Right. And so it's kind of a thing where they're planning on doing it, especially if they can't shingle over it. They're not just going to stop. Like, worst case, if it becomes an all-out war over this, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things you just kind of write it off, let it go. But overwhelmingly, it's we see the photos, and either the salesperson is going to get a hold of someone, or kind of the office, I don't say office manager, but the people who do the scheduling and kind of are communicating around the job and when we're going to be there and all that will just communicate that information to them. And that's our thought, is the sooner they know about that, the better. Mm-hmm. They would rather not get home at the end of the day and find out, oh, it's all done, it looks great, but yeah, it's going to cost $500 more than you thought. If you can let them know in the moment what's changing and why, and then show them, you're usually not going to have a problem, because you know, you can't see through the shingles to know what's always under there. That's a common misconception about roofers, because mm-hmm. A lot of customers think you should have foreseen every possible problem that could arise. But their basic policy is just communicate fast and transparently and show them, and then try to get it resolved as quickly as possible. So it's nothing too ironclad or any real great process, other than just like make it happen right now.
Now, can I send these photos by text?
Yeah. So you can, we have a lot of different ways to share photos. So you can create a little PDF, or you can write notes next to the photos. We call that a photo report. You can just select a couple photos and send a text or send an email, or, you know, just the way you would kind of share photos out of your phone's photo gallery. Right. It's basically the same thing. Now, what we also allow you to do is to share just a link. So if I wanted to send you 200 photos of a job, I wouldn't want to text you 200 photos or try to send you an email with 200 attachments, you know, for obvious reasons. What you can do in Company Cam is just click a thing that says share all photos, and it'll just make a link that you can send to someone, and it'll give them it'll just load a web page. It'll show all the photos on it with an option for them to download it, and then it's branded with your logo, and it just looks really nice. It's just a really professional way. Like, I've sent over 1,000 photos in less than 30 seconds that way, just quickly getting that around. So yeah, there's a bunch of ways to share photos out.
Okay, because I talk on the show a lot where if you're going to call somebody, unlikely they're going to pick up the phone. Send an email, maybe they're going to get back to you by the end of the day. Texting, great way to communicate. And particularly when you set this up before, for our listeners, I always want to say, hey, do you mind if we text for our communication? Because that's the simplest, easiest way. People get texts, they respond to it, particularly when you got a change order that may be holding up the job. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's a hard word to say. They get about a 90% or above 90% read rate. whereas emails are at like 30%. I mean, if you send a text to someone, there's a really, really good chance they're going to see it. And yes, I always recommend texting because it's just the, I mean, it's, you know, even if you're in a meeting or they're in a meeting, you know, or they're at work, or they're doing something, they can look at it later and they're more likely to look at it sooner than they are to look at an email. And so I think your policy of asking first is probably the right way to go. But texting has come so far now that it's just, it's almost the default. And I say that, I was talking to a good buddy of mine last night. He said his dad, who I want to say is maybe 62, has never sent a text message in his entire life. And I couldn't, but I was like, that's holding out. I mean, that is like, there's some fortitude there to have still not sent a text message. But it's just becoming the sort of default way to communicate.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Okay. Now, so we've finished the job. It's gone awesome. Everything's going well. What am I going to do? What does it do for me? I know you have this before and after, which I think is an awesome program. Tell me what we can do. Job's complete. You know, we want to get more referrals. We want to show the customer what we've got. What can I do now that the job's complete?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and that's important because I highly recommend having, whether it's the crew or the sales rep or whomever, just go out and take photos when the job is done. You know, it's easiest if it's the crew because they're just standing there, you know, they can take photos. But snap some company cam pictures just so you have some nice pictures of the work being done. Now, we do have, as you mentioned, what we call the before and after camera. And what that allows you to do is to take any before photo, let's say any earlier photo that you've taken, whether it be at that job or that you just have on your phone, and it will lay that over your camera screen on your phone so you can kind of see through it to line up the after photo. So, you know, if you're standing at a certain spot on the roof, it'll just lay that photo over the screen and you can even hit a button. It'll kind of make it outline so that you can really see the edges of things. And then you can line that up exactly. So you're getting the exact same photo and then snap it and it'll kind of lay it out almost like Instagram style where it'll kind of lay out the before and the after and it'll put your logo on there. Right. And it'll just generate this little image as content that you can share. You know, we recommend sending it to your customer because definitely you can take these before and afters. They're really nifty. We've got like 20 templates in there of ways that you can lay them out. And in 5 seconds, you can take what took us weeks of guys who are really good at Photoshop to put together. You know, exactly. You can just, yep. Boom, they're just done. And post them on Facebook, on your website, that stuff. I think the most powerful way to use it is to get that before and after, make sure it looks really nice. You know, usually it will. Like, you don't have to know a lot about roofing to know that old and dirty and brittle and broken shingles look a lot worse than new, clean, you know, nice shingles on a roof. And so we ask them, hey, share that with the customer. Just send it to them in a text, just the before and after, and say, hey, it was great working with you on this project. We're all finished. If you wouldn't mind, I would really appreciate if you shared this on any of your social media. It would really help us out, and we would really appreciate it. Just asking them to share it. Now, you don't have to do that with everyone, but the benefit there is you are now hitting their network. It's their people, right. And you're sharing something that shows their home it looking really nice, you know, in a much better state than it was. So it looks good for them. And it's branded with your information, you know, so they can see your logo. They can see that you did the job. And instead of just hitting the same people that you're hitting on your own Facebook or on your own website, you're hitting their connections. And to me, it's still a long-term play. Is their friend, unless their friend needs a roof immediately, probably not going to act on that. But what you're allowing them to do is to put the idea out there that Sally got her roof done and was happy with it. She posted about it on Facebook and said, you know, hey, great job with my roof. Doesn't it look nice? So her friends, they might not remember who you are, they've noticed your logo on there, but later when they need their roof done, they're going to remember, you know, Sally seemed happy with her contractor. I should ask her who that was. And it's really playing the long game of kind of marketing and branding, which is to say just that happens enough and all of a sudden people know who you are and you've got a whole bunch of people out there that people are ready to ask about when they need a roof. And so that marketing piece is crucial. And we're actually putting the finishing touches on another tool that we're building that will allow you to just put the photos directly onto your WordPress website, so that you get done with a project and boom, it'll just create a new page on your website highlighting that project, showing a bunch of photos that you selected, and be really good for search engines and ways for people to find you. Exactly. Without you having to go, you know, figure out how to get into the back end of your website and upload all the photos. We're kind of, you know, in our quest for simplicity, just making that a one click publish to my website, boom, and you're going to have those photos up on your website.
Well, I love that, particularly with the GPS stamp. Really helps, you know, that here are all the jobs we did in the neighborhood, you know, before and afters. I mean, what yep. a great feature. But also where you mentioned as far as sending this out to your customers and saying, would you please share this? This is where so many contractors I see that fall down, which is you finish the job, we're done. Okay, we're on to the next one. That's it. As opposed to, and you use the key word, is to ask. If you don't ask, they're not going to do it. It's just whether it's reviews, whether it's asking for referrals, sharing. Would you please share this? Give us a 5-star review. If you did a good job, most customers are happy to do it, but you've got to ask. Like you say, the long term, it's all long term. You know, you've got a customer.
Yep.
You know, the long term value of a customer, you've always got to be thinking long term. You don't think about this. It's just a boom, I've done the job. I'm yep. on to the next one. The hell with them. Never hear from them again.
Yeah. Well, and when you're busy, it's hard. I mean, you got a lot of work in front of you, you know, and I have to work to think long term about that stuff and not just to keep doing the next thing, doing the next. You know, it is hard, but there's, you realize after you go down the road a few years that that stuff really matters. Right. And there's no better time to start putting in that work than right now, because it will pay off. And there's I got two other, one other big thought there, which is one thing we do at Company Cam is if you sign up and create an account and you become a customer of us, we are going to send you a t-shirt and a koozie, and we're just going to send you some stuff, which is kind of like a thank you for signing up. And I really believe that every contractor should be handing a shirt to every customer.
Yep.
You know, don't buy the $4 t-shirts. No one wears those. They're uncomfortable. Everyone hates them. Buy the $8 t-shirts, you know, the ones that you can print up, and your all-in cost on a shirt is like $8 or $9. That's it. But if you just hand one of those to the person when you're done with the job, you know, they may or may not wear it. They'll probably appreciate it. But it's these simple little things that are cheap, giving them a before and after photo, handing them a t-shirt. It really is just giving them the opportunity to be your advocate without them having to jump through a bunch of hoops. You know, like they could walk outside and take a photo of their house and say something nice about you. And some small percentage of your customers will do that without any prompting. But you can get 10 times more of them to do that if you hand them the really nice photo and just ask them to share it. Or you hand them the t-shirt, and then they're just going to, if it's a comfortable t-shirt, they'll wear it around every now and then. And someone will ask them, hey, what's the, you know, you work over there? No, they did my roof. They gave me a t-shirt. Isn't that cool? It's simple stuff, but it does require, you know, just a little bit of planning, ordering some t-shirts. But I do think we worry about too much of giving these huge discounts and 20% off and all of this other stuff, which is, there's a time and place for that, but that just kind of sewing into your customers is undervalued, because it pays off over the long term.
No doubt. What I really think though is the process. You've got to have a simple process to do it where it's not all that complicated, and it's basically a checklist. And that's what we always used, and that's what I always press is getting, you know, simple checklist. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. And the last thing you do is you send this before and after, you thank them, send them the t-shirt, check it off. Then you file the job file away. Then you pay the commission, and not until everything's done. But it is a no-brainer. And you got to look at this long-term value of a customer, and also the referral value, that if you keep them with you at top of mind, you know, over time, they're going to refer you. It's going to pay off big time. Okay, so
yep.
One last question. What does this thing cost? It's got to be a fortune, because this thing, I can see where it's going to make me a lot of money to use this deal.
Now, let me tell you, Dave.
We're
really trying to keep it simple. we charge $12 a month per user. There's no contract or sign up fees or, you know, really simple. Put in your credit card. It'll bill you $12 a month for every person that you add in as a user. And the way it works, you know, so maybe you have 10 users, that would cost $120 a month. And then all those photos are going to be stored, you know, in one place where you can find them, easy access. And if you ever want to stop using it, God forbid, it's really simple. We're not going to hold your photos hostage or make it difficult for you. You just click a button and cancel. You can go through, download your photos, buy the job, and you know, it's all your stuff. It really drives me crazy when people make it either hard to sign up for something or they're kind of trying to trick you in some way to get in. And then on the flip side, when they're trying to make it hard to cancel, it's like, give me 10 reasons why you're canceling and then call me and tell me it to my face. It's like, for us, we want to keep it simple. So it's 12 bucks a person. And our goal, I mean, and I've had actually several customers like, you should be charging more for this, man. You could be making more money. And I mean, we could in a lot of cases, but we want to have a lot of people using this. You know, we want to go wide and we want to make it something that's a no-brainer across the board that you just can't find a reason not to use it once you start, because because there's a lot of ways in which it helps and it doesn't cost much of anything. I mean, what does it cost you? Like one or two Eagle View reports a month is what this thing costs. And that one time whether it's the broken driveway or the gutter or any of these disputes that you would have gotten mired in before, when you have the evidence and you get out of that immediately, you've probably paid for the whole year out of that one thing.
Yeah. And earlier, just in wrapping up earlier, you mentioned the integration to these CRM programs, and we've had JobNimbus, AccuLinks, and MarketSharp all on the program. Everybody should go back and listen to those episodes, because if you don't have a good CRM program, you are missing the boat. You're not going to be able to scale and grow this company because you just can't keep track of these things. And to have this integration with Company Cam, I think it's just awesome. It just makes sense. It's all about staying organized, avoiding the chaos which most contractors deal with all the time. It's just those little things. And if you can get a way to put all this together, put together a process and a system, it's going to make all the difference in the world in freeing your time up and allow you to do the things where you make the money and not be so frustrated also. But in wrapping up, how can we get more information? Because I think this is an awesome app, awesome program. How do we get more of this?
Glad you asked. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a link just for the Roofer Show listeners. So it'll be companycam.com/roofershow. And what I'm going to do there is I'm just going to double the length of the, and I'm more than double it. Usually we do a 14-day free trial where you can test out Company Cam. For everyone that goes through that link, I'll just kick it out to 30 days. So they can go to companycam.com/roofershow, and it'll be a quick rundown of what Company Cam is, a way for you to try it out. And it really is, we didn't talk about this, but that's one of the things that we focus on is simplicity of setting it up. You can actually get your entire company up and running on this thing in like 5 minutes. You know, you can create your account, add the people in. It's simple to do, and we'll give you 30 days to try it out. Again, you're not going to lose anything. They're your photos. Download them, keep them, but take a run at it, and that's companycam.com/roofershow, and that is where you can get free 30 days to try out Company Cam.
Luke, I really appreciate you coming onto the show. Like I said, I didn't know much about Company Cam, but I love it, and it's a great service, and it solves a lot of problems that I know that I had when I was contracting back in those days. But it's been great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, Dave. It was great to be here. Thank you very much.
You got it. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. Do me a big favor. Give me a call. Let's talk. Let me see how I can help you with your business. I'd love to hear what you're up to. Just chat on the phone a bit. Easiest way, go to my contact page on my website at theroofershow.com. There's a little button on that contact page. It says book an appointment. Just click on that. Send you to my calendar. Take a half hour or hour spot if you like. You know, talk about your business. and see what's going on. I'd really be interested and love to hear about it. So check it out and let's talk. All right. Well, we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.